What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of 101 Sports and Cards. Always, I'm Nathan Holloway, and with me, Jerdrish. We're going to start in the NFL, where the biggest news, Trevor Lawrence suffered a high ankle sprain against the Bengals.
It looked worse than what it is.
It is just an ankle sprain. They don't know the timeline of when he's going to come back, more than likely a few weeks, which they need because C.J. Beathard's not a good quarterback, and the Colts are a game behind them. Who would have thought we'd be saying that? Zach Wilson is set to start for the Jets this weekend as they finally got their head out of their butt and they cut Tim Boyle. What was the point of even benching him? I don't understand what the Jets are doing. Kenny Pickett underwent ankle surgery. It's a huge blow for the Steelers, although they're not that good, and Kenny Pickett's not that good anyway. But, you know, now they're running with Mitchell Trubisky as their quarterback. Week 13 recap. The Cowboys held off the Seahawks on Thursday night, 41-35. Dak had turned 99 yards and 3 touchdowns. DK Metcalf, 134 yards and 3 touchdowns.
This was one of the best games of the year.
It was. I watched some. Chargers beat the Patriots 6-0. Justin Herbert had 212 yards. What a snooze fest. If you went to this game, the NFL should give you your money back. Packers beat the Chiefs 27-19. Jordan Love had 267 yards and 3 touchdowns. And he outplayed Patrick Mahomes for the second time in his career. Of course, they've only had 2 meetings. So, Jordan Love's better. Christian Watson also had 71 yards and 2 touchdowns before going down with a hamstring injury. The Cardinals upset the Steelers 24-10. James Conner had 105 yards and 2 touchdowns. Colts beat the Titans in overtime 31-28 with a walk-off touchdown by Michael Pittman Jr. Minshew had 312 yards and 2 touchdowns in the game. Texas beat the Broncos 22-17. C.J. Stroud, 274 yards and a touchdown. Nico Collins, 191 receiving yards, and he also had that touchdown. Tank Dell's out for the season with a broken something in his leg. It's either a broken leg or broken ankle. The Lions held off the Saints 33-28. Jared Goff had 213 yards and 2 touchdowns. Sam Laporta had the best game of his young career, 140 yards and a touchdown. Falcons beat the Jets 13-8. Desmond Ridder, 121 yards and a touchdown. Another terrible game. The Dolphins absolutely murdered the Commanders, 45-15. Tyreek Hill had 5 catches for 157 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Devon Achane had 73 yards and 2 touchdowns. I didn't even know he was back. I thought he was hurt. The Bucs beat the Panthers 21-18. Mike Evans, 162 yards and a touchdown. This is the 10th straight season that he has gone for over 1,000 yards. The 49ers blew out the Eagles 42-19. Brock Purdy should be the MVP right now. He had 314 yards and 4 touchdowns. Debo, 138 yards and 3 total touchdowns. The Rams beat the Browns 36-19. Stafford, 279 yards and 3 touchdowns. Nobody's talking about the Rams. But they are in the final playoff spot in the NFC. Of course, they're tied with the Seahawks and the Packers. And the Bengals beat the Jags in overtime on Monday night, 34-31. Jake Browning, the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, had 354 yards and a touchdown. Joe Mixon had 68 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Ja'Marr Chase had 149 yards and a touchdown. Week 14 preview, I have 6 games. The first one, Broncos and Chargers. Both of these teams need a win to even be in the playoff race. Of course, the Broncos losing last week ended the longest winning streak in the NFL.
I'm going Broncos.
I'm also going with the Broncos. I don't trust the Chargers at all.
The defense is better.
Colts and Bengals.
Colts.
I'm also going with the Colts on the road. Minshew magic. It's Minshew mania in Indianapolis. He should have been the starter anyway, because Anthony Richardson's trash. Jags and Browns. Who knows if this could be the battle of the backups.
Yeah. I'm going with the Jags.
I'm going with the Browns. At home, they have one of the best defenses. Their defense has been struggling. Trust me, I have them in fantasy, and they've been trash the last few weeks. But, you know, Joe Flacco, who actually played very well last week, Joe Flacco is going to get a win at home. Probably be the only win of his career as a pro. Rams and Ravens.
Rams.
I'm going with the Rams. Bills and Chiefs.
I'm going Bills.
I'm also going with the Bills. The Bills have to win this game. They're right on the edge of being out of the playoffs. And the Sunday night game is Eagles and Cowboys. More than likely, whoever wins this game wins the division.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to go with the Cowboys.
I'm also going with the Cowboys. I don't think this game will be close. I think the Cowboys blow them out because the Cowboys are the better team, although that pains me to say.
Cowboys might be the best team in the league when Dak's fight.
I'm still going with the 49ers. But
I mean,
Under the association, the in-season tournament, Thursday, will be the semifinal games. It will be the Lakers and Pelicans after the Lakers beat the Suns and the Pelicans beat the Kings. And for the Eastern side, it will be the Bucks and the Pacers. The Bucks beat the Knicks, and the Pacers upset your Boston Celtics.
All because of Tyrese.
So, both of them games are Thursday. My pick is still up with the Bucks. You have a new pick, since you know you picked the Celtics.
Pacers. Pacers are hot.
The Pacers are good.
Tyrese is going to lead this team. He already has.
But... of course, the championship is Saturday. Also, Thursday and Saturday, they will both be on ESPN. And I believe Saturday's ESPN and ABC. They are doing a mix of where, because, you know, TNT had the broadcast for Monday and Tuesday of the games. There will be TNT members and members of ESPN doing the games. And also, we will see Ernie, Shaq, Chuck, and Kenny, along with Stephen A. Smith and Michael Wilbon. It's going to be must-watch TV to see Stephen A., Shaq, and Chuck go at it.
Yeah.
That's basically everything that's going on in the NBA. There are games tonight and Friday that are not in-season tournament games, but, you know, the in-season tournament's the most important thing that's happening right now. On a baseball, after a very quiet few, since the World Series ended, we actually have some news. The Guardians won the draft lottery. The Reds got number 2.
Woohoo! We had a .2 chance!
I hate the MLB draft lottery, because if you are a shareholder in the collective bargaining agreement, you cannot have back-to-back years of top 6 picks or whatever. So they actually had to redo the lottery because my Washington Nationals won the lottery the first time they did. But, you know, we couldn't pick until 10th because they just screw the teams that, you know, don't have a big market. So screw you, Rob Manfred. And the Guardians will end up screwing this up anyway. They're probably happy because, you know, it's just one more person that they don't have to spend a lot of money on. Along with the Reds.
Yeah.
The Braves got Jared Kelenic from the Mariners for absolutely nobody. I like the move. Did you like the move?
I don't know why the Mariners would do it unless they're going for Shohei. That's the only thing I could see. Because Shohei play outfield for him. Or the DH spot. So, that's the only thing I could see why they did this move.
Yeah, but the Mariners aren't even, there's really 4 finalists for Shohei right now. There are reports that he's supposed to make his decision by the end of this weekend. Hopefully he does. I'm tired of hearing about him, for one. But the final 4 teams are the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Angels, for whatever reason. And there's a lot of speculation that he's going to return to the Angels.
I mean, Mike Trout went to him. Well, if he didn't want to, they basically said he has no choice.
And I believe the other one is the Red Sox. And don't count out the before-mentioned Braves. They are also looking at him. If they get Shohei, my God, they'll still screw up in the playoffs. The Yankees got Alex Verdugo from the Red Sox, and their trade talks are heating up for Juan Soto. There was earlier today. They had a trade agreed to get Juan Soto. It has not completely gone through yet. But they are giving up a lot if it is actually the trade, which I kind of want to see Juan Soto in New York. Although I hate the Yankees, he could have a huge year.
Him and in Yankee Stadium. Would be fun. And being a lefty with a short wall, not short wall, but short distance. And Verdugo, I am upset that he went to my least favorite team in the league, besides the Cardinals. But
you would have thought we'd seen a Yankees and Red Sox trade.
Yeah, 2 rivals.
Also, talking about the Cardinals, they hired Yadier Molina to be in their front office.
So, we got to deal with this guy more?
Some signings that happened. The Orioles signed Craig Kimbrel today.
Great signing.
The Rangers signed Kirby Yates.
Man, that's Kirby Yates is washed.
But it's a good signing because they have one good bullpen person.
Yeah.
In Jose Leclerc.
Yeah, but that's he's washed. He has not been good in 4 years.
And then the Mets signed Luis Severino.
He can't stay healthy. So
but the biggest move that happened, I do not have it on here, is that Eric Fetty is back in the MLB. He signed with the White Sox. Eric Fetty coming off a year where he won basically the Cy Young Award over in Japan.
So he can have a 70-0 and go right back.
No, he's going to be the Cy Young Award winner. Actually, he won't because the White Sox are going to be trash and not put up any runs for him. So he won't get wins.
Like I told you, he's going to have a 5 strikeout season with a 30-win season.
40 wins. 1,000 strikeouts. Striking out everybody.
I don't.
It's possible. It's not.
I don't think they even face 1,000 battles in a year.
He's gonna go back to like Cy Young era where he's playing every game. Complete games every day. All right, college football. Number 3, Washington beat number 5, Oregon, 34-31. Number 7, Texas blew out number 18, Oklahoma State, 49-21. Number 8, Alabama upset number 1, Georgia, 27-24. Number 22, Tulane got upset by SMU, 26-14. Number 2, Michigan absolutely shut down. They shut out Iowa, 26-0. Who would have thought? Number 4, Florida State beat number 14, Louisville, 16-6. So the college football playoff rankings. This is the college football playoff, which begins New Year's Eve, I believe. So New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. All right, give our thoughts on this. Number 1 is Michigan. They will play number 4, Alabama. And number 2 is Washington. They will play number 3, Texas. Did the committee get it right?
I thought about it. At first I said no. But then I go back and look. Florida State has not beat a lot of the big teams like Alabama has. Which is the only reason why I see them getting over them.
They did Florida State's best game that they won was against LSU.
Alabama beat Georgia. They beat a lot of other ranked teams. Every other team deserves to be in this, be in it. The only one, Alabama, but they do deserve it. So they knocked out Georgia and many other teams.
That's why I can't wait till next year.
When it's like a big old playoff.
With the 12 teams, because there would have been no... Well, there'd still be controversy, yeah. But nobody would actually care because, you know, anybody outside the top 4 is not winning it. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Yeah.
I think they got it wrong. I don't care that Florida State didn't beat anybody. They finished undefeated in the ACC, which is not the easiest to play in. Yes, the second best team was Louisville. Louisville's not that good. Yes, they lost their quarterback, Jordan Travis, which the committee does have a thing where if somebody gets injured, then they do
take it up.
Yes, which is stupid because what? You're just going to go to Florida State and be like, yo, Jordan, don't break your leg.
I mean, that's kind of bullcrap to the whole rest of the team. You're basically saying he's the only one that's worth the crap.
And, of course, the governor of Florida has sued College Football Playoff Committee for not having them in. I believe they should have been in. I believe it should have been Michigan, Washington, Texas, and... Florida State. I don't believe Alabama should have got in. Of course, Texas had to be in since they beat Alabama, although it was early in the year and Alabama hadn't clicked yet. Honestly,
kind of wish Oregon could have got in too, but
I'd love to see another Washington-Oregon
game. That was one of the best games I've ever watched.
So both games this year have been so good. But yeah, instead we get stuck with another SEC team, and that's the only reason. You can say what you want. They've looked into the College Football Playoff Committee. They said that, you know, the SEC, they don't have to have a person in it. The SEC's the biggest conference in college football. They had to put an SEC team in, and I think it's bullcrap that they did.
It's just money, because no one's going to watch a Michigan-Florida State game. You put Alabama in it, everyone's going to watch it.
I mean, you could also think that, yes, the average score of the first round over the past, since they've started, is 42-21. So they didn't want a blowout, which probably would have happened if it would have been Michigan and Florida State. No offense to Florida State.
Without Jordan Travis, you're not going to beat them.
But I don't know. Frankly, I don't care.
I mean, it's the last year we'll have to deal with this. So.
Exactly. I still think they screwed Florida State, but...
What are you to do?
The real people we should be blaming is Georgia for just being a complete...
joke. That game.
Yeah. Like, they didn't even try to win. They were trash all day. Should have saw that from the whole year. Like, they beat nobody. Mizzou was the best... team that they played and they barely beat them. I wish Mizzou would have won, although I don't like Mizzou. But yeah, so we will give our college football playoff predictions in after Christmas. Actually, the week of Christmas, that Wednesday, since Christmas is on a Monday, we will be giving our predictions then. Because of course, it's not until New Year's. The Heisman finalists were announced. They are Jaden Daniels from LSU, who is the betting favorite. Michael Penix Jr., Marvin Harrison Jr., and Bo Nix. Of course, how I have them listed is how I would rank all of them.
Does the playoff go into this, or is this separate?
I don't believe the playoff goes into
it. Okay, so Jaden Daniels.
It's Jaden.
Because I'd say if Michael Penix goes on and beats Texas, I'd say he would win it.
But it's Jaden Daniels either way. I don't care. Jaden Daniels had one of the best. He's had the best college football season since Joe Burrow. It's too bad the LSU's trip. The only game that is this weekend is the Army-Navy game, which I'll possibly watch because it'll be the only game on Saturday. Army-Navy's always a great game. Who wins, Army versus Navy?
Army.
I'm also going with Army.
I don't know who.
I think it's always. I think it's always Army that wins. All right, college basketball. I did not write down every upset from last week because you know there were too many of them. Way too many. So starting off with Wednesday, Villanova got upset by St. Joseph's. North Carolina beat Tennessee. Texas A&M got upset by Virginia. And Duke got upset by Arkansas. Thursday, nothing happened. Everybody who should have won. Friday, of course, the biggest game was number 4 UConn and number 5 Kansas. Kansas won that game 69-65. And number 1 Purdue, they're just gearing up for March Madness again because they lost to Northwestern. My man Boo Booey led Northwestern. I love Boo Booey. He's been in college basketball for like 10 years, it seems like, but great name. On Saturday, my Wisconsin Badgers upset number 3 Marquette. Let's go. Villanova got upset again. They got upset by Drexel. Who's Drexel? I don't know. Duke got upset again by Georgia Tech. Kentucky got upset by UNC Wilmington. I love college basketball right now. And then, you know, a team that has been unbelievable, James Madison. They're great in college football. They had one loss. They're undefeated in college basketball as well.
Are they ranked?
They are. They were ranked 22. I don't know what they're ranked right now. But they're ranked 22 last.
Are they the only undefeated team in D1?
No. I believe there's 14. Of course, James Madison beat Keystone. Who's Keystone? I don't know. But they beat them 130-59 on Sunday.
Keystone might.
Yes. Mississippi State got upset by Southern on Sunday. Yesterday, Tuesday, Wisconsin beat Michigan State. Of course, Wisconsin's now ranked number 23. Number 20, Illinois, upset number 11, FAU in the Jimmy V Classic. And number 5, UConn, took down number 9, UNC, in the Jimmy V class. And San Diego State got upset by Grand Canyon University, which is an online school.
Wow. Wow. So they play them online? How's that work?
They don't. Yes, they play them online. And right now, number 15, Miami, is beating Long Island 53-18 at halftime.
They don't play actual basketball. They play 2K. What a game.
So the new rankings. Number 1 is Arizona. Number 2 is Kansas. Number 3 is Houston. Number 4 is Purdue. And number 5 is UConn. The biggest faller was Duke. We dropped down 15 spots. They're the biggest faller of people who are still in because, you know, Virginia, they're not in anymore. Ohio State is right on the outside. TCU, Northwestern's right on the outside. Villanova dropped out. Alabama also dropped out. So the biggest mover was UNC. We moved up 8 spots. They will drop this week. And the new guys who are in are Wisconsin and Clemson.
Clemson?
Yes. Clemson is undefeated.
Do they play anybody in basketball?
I have no idea. Of course, the big game. There are two big games to watch this week. Besides, you know, upsets will happen. They're both Saturday. 23, Wisconsin, and number 1, Arizona. Go Badgers. And number 20, Illinois versus number 17, Tennessee. And we're both happening on Saturday. I would definitely be watching the Wisconsin-Arizona game.
Arizona's going to destroy you guys.
That's false. Arizona's not that good. Arizona is undefeated. I mean, on to other sports. Scotty Scheffler won the Hero World Challenge. Tiger finished 18th at even par. Scotty Scheffler shot 20 under. There were 20 people in this, so Tiger finished 3rd to last.
At least he's back out there for a full game.
And big news, John Rahm possibly moving to LIV Golf as he is not in the Amex field for this weekend. Or for not this weekend, I believe it's next weekend. So some big...
That's a big guy to lose.
Yes. Which is weird that we're still having these conversations since LIV and the PGA literally merged. So how can you leave the PGA to LIV if they're the damn near the same thing now? Still makes no sense. It's all I have. It's everything going on. Chase Elliott won most popular driver. Does anybody care?
I don't care.
I don't care either.
Because I don't like Chase Elliott.
Do you have anything else?
It's getting hot. Stevie, baseball. Hey, we all interested in Randy Arozarena and Tyler Glasnow for a package deal.
Cool.
I really hope they don't trade too much big stuff for two older players.
There's been reports the Cubs are wanting to give up Christopher Morel for Tyler Glasnow.
Okay, that's dumb, but I ain't the front office of any of these teams, so don't ask me. What do I know?
That's all we have. Thank you guys for listening. Come back here next week. Peace.